The Bala Turim points out that from the birth of Moshe in Parshas Shemos until his death in Parshas Vezos HaBrocha, this week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, is the only Parsha in which Moshe's name is not mentioned a single time. And the Bala Turim explains that this is because in next week's Parsha, Parshas Kisisa, Moshe davens to Hashem to forgive the Yidden for the Avera of the Egel. Moshe requested that if Hashem would not forgive Klal Yisrael, Mecheni no mi sifrecho asher kosofta, my name should be erased from the entire Torah. Although Hashem did accept Moshe's tefillah and forgave Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Makos Daf Yud Aleph tells us, Kilalas chochom afilu al tnai bo'o. A conditional curse that a tzaddik makes will be fulfilled regardless of whether the condition materializes or not. So even though Hashem did forgive Klal Yisrael, the curse of Mechenina was still fulfilled and Moshe's name was left out of Parshas Tetzaveh. And all the Mefarshim ask, why was Moshe's name specifically left out of Parshas Tetzaveh as opposed to any other Parsha? The Vilna Gaon answers that the Yahrzeit of Moshe, Zayin Adar, typically falls out during the week that we lay in Parshas Tetzaveh. In order to hint that it was at this time that Moshe was taken away from Klal Yisrael, the Torah specifically chooses this Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, to remove his name from. In Sefer Paneach Roza, written by one of the Gedolei Rishonim, he answers that Rashi tells us in Parshas Shemos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, because Moshe was reluctant by the Sneh to go to Parai, and Hashem had to persuade him for 7 days to go, Moshe was punished. And Rashi tells us that the punishment was that Moshe was supposed to be the Kohen and Aaron was supposed to be the Levi. But because Moshe was hesitant to go to Parai, Aaron became the Kohen and Moshe became the Levi. Says the Paneach Roza, because Moshe lost the Kohuna, his name is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, which speaks about the Kohuna and the Big Day Kohuna. Another teretz given is that it was in Parshas Kisisa where Moshe said, Mecheni no misifrecha asher kosofta. Since misifrecha asher kosofta means the sefer that you wrote in the past tense, the klola was niskayim in the parsha immediately preceding Parshas Kisisa. Asher kosofta, the one you just wrote, the parsha before Kisisa, which is Parshas Tetzaveh. Rabbi Avadu Yosef offers a different teretz. The word misifrecha can be read as misefer chof. Mecheni no misifrecha, erase me from Sefer Chof, from the 20th Parsha in the Torah, which is Parsha Tetzaveh. And finally, the Vilna Gaon suggests yet another teretz. There are two ways to take the gematria of a word. One, by taking the value of each letter. For example, the name Moshe, Mem Shin He. Mem equals 40, Shin equals 300, and He is 5. That's called the gematria chitzonis. However, there is also something called the Gematria Hanister, which is taken by spelling out each letter. Mem is spelled Mem Mem, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, and He is He Aleph. So if you take the value of the Nister of the letters, you take the second Mem in the Mem Mem, you take the Yud Nun in Shin Yud Nun, and you take the Aleph from the He Aleph, you take the Gematria Hanister, the Mem, Yud, Nun, and Aleph, you get a total of 101, which is the number of psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. And this is to teach us that even though the chitzonius of Moshe, his guf, was taken away in Parshas Tetzaveh, Zayin Adar, his pnimius, the Torah that he taught Klal Yisrael, lives on. Therefore, it is the gematria pnimius, Mem, Yud, Nun, Aleph, which is represented in the number of psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. Moshe's chitzonius, his guf, was taken away in Parshas Tetzaveh, but his pnimius, which is represented by the gematria hanister, lives on in the number of psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. The second part for this week is that the parsha begins with the topic of the oil for the menorah, and the pasuk says that the oil should be pure, shemen zayis zach, without sediments. How does one obtain pure olive oil? Pasuk says kosis, by pressing out the first drop and using that for the menorah. However, the rest of the olive, what remained after the first drop was extracted, is allowed to be used for menachis, for making a karban mincha, because we darshin, kosis lama'or, v'loi kosis lamenachis. Kosis only needs to be done lama'or for the menorah, v'loi kosis lamenachis, one does not need kosis for a karban mincha. You can grind the rest of the olive and use it for a karban mincha. The Ksav Sofer explains the words kosis lama or vele kosis lama nochis b'derach musar. Because the Gemara in Megillah Davava Mebeis says, Im yoy melecha odom, if a person says to you, lo yogati, I have not toiled in Torah, umatzasi, and still I have found success in Torah, al tamin, do not believe him. Because to be successful in Torah, one must work hard and press himself with the Yigiyah Rabba. However, when it comes to Parnasa, for one to become wealthy, that is not dependent on hard work and Yigiyah. Parnasa is ultimately in the hands of Hashem, and it's totally in Siyata Dishmaya and Mazel. Therefore, explains the Ksav Sofer, Kosis Lama Or, a person must press himself for Or, for Torah, which is called Or, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, but it does not help that he presses himself for menachos. Menachos made from bread, which represents parnasa. The Mashon on that Gemara in Megillah explains with this idea what we say in Hallel: He'emanti ki adaber ani onisi mi'oid ani omarti v'chofsi kol ha'odom koizev. He'emanti ki adaber. Believe me when I say ani onisi mi'oid. I pained myself a lot over Torah, and that's why I succeeded. Ani omarti v'chofsi. If I say I learned Torah b'chofsi b'chipozoin, in haste, I took a shortcut and I was still successful in Torah, kol ha'odom koizev, that person is lying to all people. Kosis lama or, a person must have yigiyah in Torah, v'loy kosis lama nochis.